from the top of Morning Thang Mountain. Transmitting across Virginia and around the world. The K92 Morning Thang.
Man, I tell you right now, if this ain't an indication of what January truly represents to everyone, I don't know what is. Because this is about the most January thing ever.
Okay.
Where I look at our, we have a little sheet for the show, and I hand it out to
everyone.
I just said it. I thought it was a joke.
I'm looking at it now.
I went to put the date in because today's the 27th, and I wrote January 70th.
Yeah, I thought it was funny. I thought you were trying to be funny, like this month is taking a long time or something.
No, I just.
Oh.
It's valid, though.
God let me know that.
Yeah.
He's like, happy January 70th.
70th. I will say every day feels like 2.5 days, so yeah. The math adds up.
Yeah, it really
does.
The
math lines up right there.
Yeah, this is one of these weeks that for no good reason just feels long. Like, it's not, it hasn't been bad, and we haven't even had, like, a lot of stuff going on, but it just has felt long.
I know, and when Antoine, you pointed that out, I was like, yeah, it has felt like a long week.
Yeah.
I don't know, is it the snow, the leftover snow doing it?
I think so.
I don't know what it is, but it's like, it's one of those weeks where I'm always a day behind.
Yeah.
Like, in my head, it's tomorrow, but in the real world, it's today.
Yeah.
So it just throws me off.
You never want to be a day behind. Yeah, I think it's the snow.
Mm-hmm.
You know what else it is? The hey kids, the secret word of the day is cold.
It's cold.
Cold. Why?
Yeah.
Why so cold?
I was like, what the heck is happening here?
I believe this might be a slight exaggeration, but in all my years living here in Southwest Virginia, I do believe this is the coldest January in recorded time. It has to be.
It has to be.
It's cold.
Cold. I'd like to go with you on that one, but I feel like that may be a stretch.
I don't know, man.
It's a little bit of a stretch.
I don't remember ever feeling this way.
We probably did last year, but don't remember.
Maybe last year was warm. I do remember that. We remember we got no snow. We didn't get any kind of snow at all. Maybe it is finally, after years of chipping away at my hardened outer soul, my northernerness has finally just been washed away by you southern people.
Should
I try sweet tea again?
Yes!
Maybe I'll like it.
Do it. Come around to sweet tea.
That's all right.
Come around to sweet tea. That makes me happy.
Yesterday, but sitting in my house, I'm
so cold.
I can't.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do, and the heat's up. What's going on?
You can feel it was in your bones. That's what my nana would say. My grandma would be like, oh, baby, it's in your bones.
I got cold in your bones. Turn the thermostat down to save money. I'm telling you.
Okay, so it wasn't just me, because I went to the bathroom yesterday.
Yes.
And when I was in the bathroom, I was like, is this a doctor's? Like, why is it so cold? It felt like an emergency room, because you know how cold the ER is.
You see, I wrote right here, the toilet seat at work was disrespectful today.
Oh, man, it was so cold. I unzipped and zipped back up. I said, you know what? I'm going to hold
this. Well,
I don't want it to freeze on the way out.
Maybe y'all are right about that.
We are trying
to save a buck.
It was horrible. I know. And again, I've been working here a while. It ain't never been like that before. You're right.
It's never been that cold.
Same thing happened to me. I sat down. I couldn't go because it froze.
Exactly. It's like one of those when you're driving and you need to clean your windshield off, but you don't want to use that spray because you're like, what if it freezes on the way out?
Uh-huh.
I couldn't pee yesterday.
Oh, my spray wasn't even coming out.
See?
It wasn't even coming out this morning.
I was worried about my spray not coming out of the bathroom yesterday.
See, it was more than just the spray. And I knew it was going to turn into the Snoopy snow cone machine.
Oh, Lord.
Oh no.
There we go.
Here we go. There
good
we
morning.
Are. It's already been brought in. Too bad. You're here now. You can't leave.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Since we're talking about food, we have to talk about this bride and groom and their vegan offering at their wedding. Because, you know, nowadays you want to make sure that you have, you know, meat. You want to have something for the vegetarians, vegans in your life.
I guess.
Yeah. You say, I guess.
Well, I don't know. You know, it's one of those ones where anyone is allowed to have whatever dietary restrictions they want. You know, that's fine. You do you. But it's on you. Okay, it's not on me. I am not your dietitian. I am not your personal chef. I don't need to prepare special meals for you. I just don't.
And to piggyback off of what Zach said before you get to your story, it's just very interesting because when you go to a wedding and you're a guest at a wedding, you're not paying for anything outside the gift you get. So you're going to like a restaurant for free and demanding to eat a certain thing.
Yeah.
Pretty much. And that's what happened with this wedding, that the friends showed up and they said, okay, well, we're vegans. We want a vegan offering at the wedding, which they did. But they took a picture of that offering.
Oh, they're going to complain about it. Okay.
And it was basically salad and melons. So they cut up some fruit and there's a salad with a balsamic vinaigrette.
Okay.
Isn't that what vegans eat?
Yeah, and they took a picture of it. They said, this is what you offer us. And I mean, it looks sad, but that's what they spent their money on was melon and...
They took the lettuce off of the burgers that everybody else is eating.
You know, you
know, they do that. Give me some of that right there.
Yeah, they do that. They wrap the ham around the melon. They just unwrap the ham.
Unwrapped it in the melon.
Hand them the melon.
They're all kind of meat juice. People are going on both sides saying that how dare they just, you know, give you slices of fruit.
But again,
salad,
these are the choices that you have made. So you have to deal with the consequences.
Well, they can F word right on out. Mm.
Right. No. They don't need to be friends because that is ridiculous.
They said we asked about a vegan option and this is what you serve us.
Yeah, and that is what we serve you. Vegan stuff.
So rude to your guests.
You shut your little rabbit mouth up and eat that greenery.
It's again, so rude.
You can. I have no problem with someone doing that. But if I let me flip it around. If I went to a wedding that they had declared as a vegan wedding,
right?
Everybody here is vegan. And I said, could I please have the meat option? Everyone would be offended at me. They'd be mad at me. How dare you? How dare you not respect the way they choose to live? Blah, blah, blah. And if I complain because they handed me like a hot dog.
They get you a Lunchable.
Yeah. They give me a Lunchable. And then they say, well, that's all you get because it's a vegan wedding. Blah, blah, blah. So you got to flip it around.
Yeah.
Yeah. What if you show up to a wedding where there's no alcohol with alcohol? Is that rude?
That was your wedding. I did that.
Oh, well, we had beer and some stuff. But,
in your defense, you did have stuff, but it was going to run dangerously low very quickly.
And people wanted drinks.
Right. So I actually did run to the liquor store and get stuff for it. It was for everybody. It was fine. You know, it was good.
But I'm talking about like no alcohol. Like you walk into this wedding and you know that they don't want any drinks.
I feel like that's a little classless.
Okay.
I don't like that.
All right. So you keep it in the parking lot?
Yeah, you keep it in the parking lot.
Okay,
you don't
bring
it in the venue.
Okay.
No, it's in the trunk. My uncle's going to keep it in the trunk.
Okay. All right.
You
so
just
you
don't bring
it
in the venue.
Okay, fair enough.
Don't bring it in the venue.
All right.
You drink in the bathroom like a classy person.
Exactly.
Hey, that's the way it works.
Yeah.
But yeah, again, y'all, everyone can make every choice they want, but it's just sometimes you don't get your way.
You have a gluten-free option?
You're the gluten-free option. That's it.
All right, I have great news. Even though it is Thursday, January 70th,
okay,
we will officially, unofficially kick off the weekend in the Happy Hour Triple Play. How about
that?
Okay,
that works.
Yeah.
We'll start
speeding it up.
Get ready for January 71st.
It also looks like whatever this stormitude is, it's going to be a bad storm for other people.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're good
on that.
Well,
that's good.
Yeah, they'll be all right.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
They'll be all right.
Yeah, because I went and got my car washed yesterday just to get some of the salt off of it.
Okay, so
I don't need more snow.
That's what's the most important thing here. So if there are any situations with this weather, Antoine, where people in other areas, maybe they're snowed in, you know, their basements are flooded or they're stranded or whatever.
Yeah, serious stuff.
We had to do this for Antoine's car.
Thank you.
And they chose to live there.
They did.
Yeah.
You know, Oklahoma, you chose to live there.
I did not choose for my car to be an eyesore. You know what I mean?
Right.
When I bought it, it didn't look like the way this salt made it look.
You knew when you moved to Buffalo what you were going to get into. Yeah. So it's going to be more of a nor'eastery kind of thing.
Okay.
So we're...
they're prepared, as I always hear, so they're good to go.
Right.
Yeah. Now, we'll get some flurries tomorrow. Yeah. I'm saying like 1 to 3 inches.
One flurry.
A single flurry. Oh, I saw it, guys.
Yeah, we're good.
And then Saturday, disrespectfully cold. Like, even cold.
And windy.
Oh.
It's going to be windy on Saturday, too.
Like, Frosty the Snowman is going to be the men's room attendant in this stupid place. It's so cold in there. Frigid. I don't like frigid as a temperature. And windy, also. Because, you know what happens, is all parts of your body start, like, stiffening up. Like the cold and the old bones are creaking and things don't work as well anymore. And then you end up like Antoine, who just hurts himself trying to touch a shower curtain. Poor Antoine. Right.
I was simply trying to put up a new shower liner in my bathroom. I was just standing up in the bathroom and then I go and twist and I go, oh no. And like my lower back ever since then has just been in so much
pain.
That
is not good.
My back hurts, but when I tell somebody what happened to my back, I'm like, oh, you know, just redecorating the bathroom.
On fire.
Yeah,
the house was on fire while I was redecorating the bathroom.
There were orphans in there.
Yep. Damaged your backle area.
It was bad, guys.
Yeah.
Like, I got in the shower like the next day and I just looked at that shower line. I'm like, you did this to me. It is your fault.
Did
I just
let
the water go
into
the floor. Yeah. Not even a curtain. A lighter on the inside of it.
I'm sure it makes you want to do Jason Friday the 13th with a machete and just,
just go right through it.
You need to put a new one up.
Teach you a lesson.
Pay somebody. Why don't I have people for this?
Yeah. So this is why old man Antoine needs his car to stay clean.
Thank you. I can't shovel anymore.
No,
I can't.
You know, I will say this is because it's driving around, the stupid snow is still hanging around here and it's still going to be looking at us and all gross and ugly. I mean, today is really the point. I mean, when did it snow? 10, 11 days ago?
I can't remember.
A long time ago.
It was a while ago, yeah.
So when I drive by cars that still haven't been shoveled out, you don't need that car anymore. Sell it.
No.
Yeah, there's been a couple that I've noticed. I'm like, I keep waiting. I'm like, okay, I guess they work from home. Maybe they're out of town.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'd start doing wellness checks, make sure nobody's dead inside these houses. Mm-hmm. I mean, what is going on?
Yeah, I haven't left.
Right.
Days.
Must be nice.
Must be nice. And again, you don't need a car.
No, you don't.
Why are you incurring this expense? Like, there's no reason. Sell it.
The K92 Morning Thing has the dupla.
Guess who about this time of the week? And really, all I want to talk about is food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I feel like this is sort of what everybody is. Is you start thinking about the weekend. Maybe you've been behaving yourself all week. And I want to talk about other things instead. No more arugula. Get out of here. Mm-hmm. McDonald's has a hand. You know, people do menu hacks all the time.
Yes.
You can go on TikTok and they'll rattle through just any place. And McDonald's has actually chosen to embrace a handful of them. And they are adding 4 fan-inspired menu hacks to their menu.
Okay.
Which Monica hates because now it's not a hack anymore.
It's not a hack anymore.
And now she's got to hack the hack to yeah, try to figure it out. Monica's going to order the hack and then have all the new things taken out of it, Antoine, so it's the regular
thing. It's the regular sandwich you're getting.
It was in the first place.
I'm very interested on how Monica's going to feel because I know what these are, obviously.
Oh, you do.
I'm a McDonald's connoisseur.
Obviously. Mm-hmm.
But I'm very interested on how Monica's going to feel about this stuff.
First one is breakfasty. I like this one. I'm on board. I'm actually mad at myself that I never thought of doing this, is the hash brown McMuffin. So you get a sausage McMuffin, and then they just stick a hash brown right inside the sandwich.
Okay, I am mad because that's what I usually do anyway. I'll order it, and then
you make it yourself.
I make it myself.
Well, see, now a professional will make it for you.
Now it's like, taste the same.
Because you know what? It doesn't taste forbidden. That's what it is. What it like, is. Now it's allowed.
Okay,
and Monica doesn't.
Yeah, apple.
Right. Now, because if the apple was allowed, she'd be like, well, I'm in the mood for grapes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
I don't know why I never thought of that one.
Yeah, it does. Me either. It does sound good.
It is delicious.
This one sounds good, too. The crunchy double. So the crunchy double is a double cheeseburger, but then on the bottom they do a layer of McNuggets, and they're drizzled with a little bit of barbecue sauce.
All right, Monica.
Okay.
Merry Christmas, huh?
Okay, that's what Hendrix likes. He likes a burger and nuggets.
See?
So
we got
that
the Hendrix order
him.
Right there.
Which, again, she's only still going to order a double cheeseburger with nuggets
side,
on the
side.
Put it together herself.
That's what I do. I order a side of nuggets. They'd be like, okay, you just want a side of nuggets? Yes, please.
Yes, that's
what
I want.
He likes the nuggets.
Man, we can put it together for her. Don't you dare. Don't you dare help me at all. I want it to taste forbidden. Yeah. You tell me it's not allowed.
Yes.
That's what it is. Antoine, she wants the person at the window to also call her naughty.
You're a bad, bad girl.
This one Monica will not do.
This is where it picks up.
This is, the surf and turf. And a lot of people love this one. This one's out of my. I can't either. Double cheeseburger with a filet of fish patty stuffed in there and an extra bun in the middle. So it's kind of like a Big Mac.
It's like a Big Mac
with a piece of fish in there. No. I don't like to mix land and sea.
No.
Mm-mm.
They have to stay separate.
Yeah, meat and fish.
No. And especially at McDonald's.
I'm like, all for inclusion in many aspects of life. Meat and fish, segregation. Fruit in your salad. That's another one. Like, there's fruit salad, and then there's salad. Like, they can stay away from each other. And then this one, it just, you're going all in now. Mm-hmm. So it's the land, the air, so land, air, sea. So it's a Big Mac. You got your 2 burger patties.
Uh-huh.
Then a filet of fish.
Okay.
Then a McChicken.
Nope.
No.
Too much.
No, that's
just
too
everything.
Much. I feel like that's the trash that people throw away. Like, you're just putting it
you
all
just
together.
Put it together.
Yeah.
Who wants a dumpster sandwich?
Yeah, that's
anyone?
What it sounds like, a dumpster.
Hey, Leroy, we got an extra bland fish over here. You want me to throw it on there? It's going to go to waste.
You know what that is? That's called McDonald's closes at 1 a.m.
Exactly.
And it's 12:59. And the person who pulls up goes, just give me whatever you have.
Yep.
Just wrap it up. I'll eat it.
Let me tell
you. I swear.
There's been some late nights when I was a student at Virginia Tech leaving tots, and we would have eaten that. We would have eaten all of that.
Antoine ate the tray. Like, he didn't care.
Give
like,
me all of it.
The game goes back and forth. It goes here and there and everywhere. It is
Celebrity Eater with your host, with the most, the sexy, the godlike, the wonderful, me. Hi.
Oh,
wow.
Hi, how's it going?
Who wrote that teleprompter?
That announcer is just, I don't know. It was focus grouped. That's all
that's
it was.
What it was.
They, were at, they asked the focus group Zach Jackson buzzwords, and they just threw all of those
in.
The
buzzwords, the adjectives they came up with. I
got it. I might have stole Antoine's buzzwords. I don't know. I am. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Please. Please stop. It's embarrassing for everybody. Celebrity either or. It's a game of back and forth. Antoine and Monica take each other on.
Round one.
Round one today. Antoine, you lost the last time we played this game.
I did.
It was a terrific flame out.
I was very disappointed in myself.
So let's start with you in round one.
Okay.
To see if you can get on the winning track here and see where it goes. Round one is just five questions, and then round two we go into the streaking round. So best of five here, Antoine. Spider-Man, one of the biggest movies of all time. Mm-hmm. This new Spider-Man, you loved it.
I loved it.
So
thinking about going to see it again.
First round of celebrity either or. Let's go with Tom Holland and Andrew Garfield, who have both played Spider-Man at some point in their lives. And which factoid belongs to which actor?
I don't know nothing about either one of them.
Or do you?
All right.
Has more Instagram followers with 59 million. Is that Tom Holland or Andrew Garfield?
It gotta be my man Tom. I'm going Tom Holland.
That is correct.
Yeah. Gotta be him.
Andrew Garfield has zero Instagram followers.
No, on Instagram?
He does not have an Instagram.
Okay, that's a good thing.
Why?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you don't want to be that lousy Spider-Man.
Oh.
So you don't want to be no competition if you don't show up.
I see. So he's loser Spider-Man in your
eyes. I didn't really say that.
Yes, you did. You absolutely
did.
All right. Antoine, here we go. This is Tom Holland or Andrew Garfield says carpentry is one of his hobbies.
I'm going Andrew Garfield.
I'm going Andrew Garfield on that one, and that is...
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense. You know, he's not on Instagram, so he built social media out of wood.
Tom Holland has things to do.
Oh, man.
Andrew's just home in his shed building things. That's two. Number three, his middle name is Russell.
Oh, and I actually meant the other day to look up Tom Holland's middle name, because I like to know the middle name of people I really enjoy.
Kind of stalker sounding
it
when
is.
You say that.
You say, what is it?
Russell.
Russell. Thomas Russell Holland. Andrew Russell. I'm going Andrew.
Andrew Russell Garfield.
Yeah. Oh, that's a lot.
Correct?
Okay.
It is Thomas Stanley Holland.
Stanley.
I don't like that at all, Thomas.
You prefer Russell.
Yes.
Take Russell.
I like Stanley.
All right. Astrological sign is Leo.
All right. Leo. Lion. Brave. Courage. If you believe in that stuff, which I really don't. All right. I'm going to go with Thomas Stanley Holland.
Is
sorry,
he's a Gemini.
That makes sense. Yeah,
does it?
It does.
What's the Gemini? Why does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, he just suffers from a lot of sleep paralysis and different things too. So he's not like
so
a lion.
About
like,
him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
And, you know, he's just
okay.
You know so much about him.
All right, you've gotten three.
Okay, I got three.
Yes,
I thought I got four.
You got this. That you just got that one wrong. This is the fifth
one. Oh, I thought that was the last one. Yeah. My bad.
No, here's the last one. Is shorter at 5'8".
My man Thomas is short, so I'm going to say Tom.
You are correct, yes. Yeah. That's kind of the softball. Now, Andrew Garfield's 5'10". He's not that much taller.
He just, it's his hair.
Is that what it is?
That hair seems tall. Yep. It gives him like 4 inches.
Okay, 4 points for you in round one. Monica Brooks, you are now up in round one.
Mm.
You enjoy Michael B. Jordan, right?
I do.
Yes, yes. Ladies love
he's a hottie.
Michael B. Jordan.
He's always shirtless. Too. You should be. You should stay that way.
I tell you what, if I look like Michael B. Jordan, I would come to work shirtless.
I wouldn't own a single shirt.
No, why bother?
You'd drive shirtless, right?
I would live shirtless.
Right. I'd have a coat if it was cold, but I wouldn't have a shirt on underneath.
Right.
No. Okay, so you just have to tell me, does this factoid belong to Michael B. Jordan, or we'll call him Michael Actual Jordan, the basketball player?
Okay.
Yep. Was born in Brooklyn. Is that Michael B. Jordan? Or Michael Jordan.
Michael B.
Michael B. is...
Sorry.
Michael Jeffrey Jordan's from New York.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought it was Michael B. because I know he was he interrupted a movie set, and that's how he got his acting career going.
Well, he was born in California. Michael Jordan, basketball player, was born in Brooklyn.
Oh.
Okay. Starred in the movie Space Jam.
Okay, that was Michael B. Jordan. Oh, no, he was in the second one. Wasn't he?
He wasn't. What?
Michael B. Jordan was in the second one, right? Didn't he make an appearance in it?
The original Space Jam.
Oh, well, you're talking about the original.
I didn't
called
say Space Jam 2.
Space Jam, A New Legacy.
Yeah.
Well, and I think also, that should still count, because I think he made an appearance in...
I'm going to look it up, just
because they brought him back.
Don't recall saying starred either, you know, if he makes just a quick appearance. Michael Jordan, I mean, that was like his... I thought that was an easy question.
Yeah, but the last one, Michael B. Jordan, he did make an appearance in it, because they were like, oh, bring back Michael Jordan, and they brought back Michael B.
She has a valid point there.
Fine, we'll give her a point.
How do you remember that?
I don't know.
You don't remember anything.
I know.
And you don't remember the actual.
I know.
Fine, whatever. Okay. Number three. Learned to tap dance when he was a kid. Is that actor Michael B. Jordan or basketball player Michael Jeffrey Jordan?
I think that was Michael Jordan.
The basketball player?
No.
Sorry. Michael B. Tap dancing around.
Oh.
Is the baby of the family. Is that Michael B. Jordan or Michael basketball player Jordan?
Oh, that's Michael Jordan. Basketball.
Is. Correct. Michael B. Jordan is the middle of three.
He's a mama's boy.
And basketball player Michael Jordan is the youngest. Oh, yeah. The youngest of five.
Mm-hmm.
He's the little baby.
Yeah.
But he's so tall. You don't see him as a baby. All right. You got two. Can you do this one? Says red is his favorite color. Is that actor Michael B. Jordan or the basketball player Michael Jordan?
Michael Jordan basketball.
Is. He did play on the Chicago Bulls and everything. Yeah. So there. All right, you got three. So just one point separates the two of you as we get ready here in just a second to do round two. Antoine, because of your choices in round one, you're going to be dealing with some TV shows and the streaming services that they are on.
Okay.
And Monica, you're going to be dealing with people's fears and phobias. Right up your alley.
Round two.
Celebrity Either Or continues. Now the pressure is on. It is the streaking round.
We're going streaking!
You go till you miss.
Okay.
A possible 10 in a row, which I believe in the history of Celebrity Either Or, only Monica has achieved. The massive 10 in a row.
Monica actually achieved 15 in a row.
Oh, my God.
She ran both rounds one time. Yeah.
I forgot about that.
And it was like things you shouldn't have known.
Yeah, see, and she forgets about it because she was in some sort of trance. Like, out-of-body experience, doesn't remember. Now, Monica, you are behind
right now,
so you have to go first here in the round. It's fears and phobias. I mean, this is the category you were born to be a part of because you either have all of these or you are aware of all of these. So I'm going to give you the phobia, and then I'm going to give you the options of what it is.
Okay.
Okay? So, for example, the first one. Triskaidekaphobia. Is that the fear of the number 13 or the fear of Triscuit crackers?
13.
That is correct.
I mean, there's probably someone out there that's afraid of
that's probably a real thing.
They're woven so tightly.
Yeah, they are really tight sometimes. Like, oh, my God.
I believe that person also must be afraid of hashtags because they're just, they're very similar.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a Triscuit coming at me all the time. All right, so you keep going until you miss one. Arachnophobia. Is that the fear of acrobats or the fear of spiders?
Spiders.
That is correct. Okay.
I kind of want to have a spider just so I can get used to a spider. And maybe my fear would just go away.
I didn't realize you had a fear of spiders. You should not have told me that.
She has a fear of everything.
But she kept a dead spider on her desk during the pandemic.
Dead.
Oh, yeah,
that's
true.
Trevor.
That's a big difference. Remember, she left it there as a reminder of what was going on. Okay. Here we go. Somniphobia. Somniphobia. Is that the fear of sleep or the fear of mountains? Somniphobia.
Somniac. I think it's the fear of, you said sleeping?
Yeah.
I think it's sleeping.
That's correct.
Yes.
Yeah, like insomnia.
Insomnia.
The same thing. Yes, exactly. Okay. Ophidiophobia. Is that the fear of other people's mouths or the fear of snakes? Ophidiophobia.
The mouth.
The mouth. Is that your answer?
Uh-huh. Oh,
okay.
Antoine knew that one because you had snakes.
Yeah, I did.
Snakes.
That is snake, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. The fear of snakes is ophidiophobia. You did get three, so that means six. Antoine's got at least two. To take it to a tiebreaker.
Here we go.
Antoine, you own like every streaming service.
For the most part,
yeah. This should be perfect for you.
I don't watch them all, though.
Well, you're going to find out. So you just have to let me know, is the show on Hulu or Paramount Plus?
Mm.
Wow. We couldn't do Disney Plus and Netflix?
Too easy.
Or HBO Max?
Hey, again, you should know these because you're the only one watching these all other streaming services.
Hulu or Paramount Plus?
Hulu
Got
or
it.
Paramount Plus.
All right.
You got to get at least two.
Okay.
The Handmaid's Tale. Is that Hulu or Paramount Plus?
All right, that's Hulu.
That's correct.
All right, that's one.
Okay. Dope sick. Dope sick.
Probably be great if I heard of the show.
Is that Hulu or Paramount Plus?
Dope Sick.
You haven't heard of Dope Sick? You know it has a Roanoke tie.
Oh, it does. Yes.
Aren't you guys special?
By Beth Macy, who used to work at the Roanoke Times.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to her.
Wrote a book, and then they turned it into a show.
All right, I'm going to say Hulu.
You get it right, you've preserved at least a tie. You get it wrong, you lose. You are. Correct.
Uh-huh. Okay, all right.
Hulu is okay. Dope Sick is all on right. Hulu. All right, we are all tied up. If you get this one, it's all over.
Okay.
Why Women Kill.
My favorite show.
I knew it. Of course.
I mean, that and Snapped.
Mm-hmm. Why Women Kill.
Why Women Kill.
Is that on Hulu or Paramount Plus?
A darkly comedic drama detailing the lives of three women living in three different decades, a housewife in the 60s, a socialite in the 80s, and a lawyer in 2019, each dealing with infidelity in their marriages and probably dead husbands. Why Women Kill.
All right. I feel like Paramount Plus is owned by Viacom. I'm going to go Paramount Plus. It feels like a CBS kind of show, and there's like, that's Paramount Plus kind of.
Get it right, you win. You.
Correct, Victoria.
Thank you. You are the winner. See, I would have been afraid because Hulu, they love killing on Hulu.
They do.
They do.
Big fans of killing. I think they got a whole category. You know, when you search category, it says drama, action, killing.
Killing.
Yeah. Like, killing is just right there. Disturbing stuff with elevators. Like, that's a whole category there on Hulu. Congratulations, Antoine. You are the winner of Celebrity Either Or.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
I appreciate what members of school boards do. Mm-hmm. Actually, let me rephrase that. I appreciate what members of school boards put up with.
Right.
My Lord. It is like
a lot.
It's cuckoo time. It is straight up cuckoo time. It's just every person decides they want to get up and not be on a microphone. It's like someone's Facebook page, only way worse.
I will say this. I will say this. A shout out to all the people that have the courage and the bravery to go up and speak in front of the school board.
Have less. Have less courage.
And there you're speaking in front of your peers. But, you know, when it gets to kids, you get real passionate about your children. So I understand.
Yeah. No,
I hate it, though, but I understand.
I would be okay if only the students were allowed to speak in the school board. That'd be much better. Because it's the parents where things go off the rails.
Yeah,
by off the rails, I mean, you know when they have those big long train bridges that are the big long ones and they're over water and all that stuff? That train is in the ocean. I mean, it is just...
They're passionate.
Oh, they're crazy, okay?
Yeah.
And people don't pay attention to facts and information.
No.
Nobody does their research on anything. So a school in Michigan had to actually make a statement about this to squash a rumor that was going around, courtesy of some woman at the school board meeting who claims that she heard that one of the schools in Michigan was catering to furry children. You know, children that dress, furries are people that like to dress up like animals and mascots and stuff. And she claims that she, quote unquote, heard it was true that for inclusion purposes, that school was putting litter boxes in the bathroom for people that were dressed up like cats.
She heard. She heard that.
No one should hear anything. That's the other one. Don't heard nothing.
No.
Okay? And they actually had to make a statement because she heard that they were letting kids dress up like cats, dogs, and other furry animals because of, you know, inclusion and the bathroom. Please be seated. Please get... That's the kind of person that it should be socially acceptable to put duct tape over their mouth at a meeting like this.
Mm-hmm.
That's just... you're out. You're out.
Just wasting time.
Out you go. Mm. Go back home. go back on your Facebook feed and just post false information there instead. Y'all are crazy.
Number two.
You know me and DoorDash. I don't trust random people to handle my food.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, I do trust random people who work at a restaurant to handle my food. But they're part of the, you know, the chain of accountability there. They work at the restaurant. They own the restaurant. They have a vested interest in the restaurant. And then it's handed off to some guy who wants to make a little extra money or whatever it is. And, I mean, this story, it's a good story ultimately. But this police officer ended up completing someone's DoorDash delivery because the driver got arrested.
Mm. I saw this video.
Yeah.
I did see the video for
this. And
so
he felt bad for the woman who was waiting for her Arby's. So he went to her house, and here he is on her doorbell.
No, I'm not who you're expecting. but your driver got arrested for taking the ticket care. So I figured I'd complete the DoorDash for
you. Thank you.
Take care.
Thanks.
I guess you can't ask the question of what was he arrested for.
I know, but you're looking at your DoorDash app like, oh, not Adam W. Yeah. Not Adam.
Right. And do you still give a rating? Do you give like a star or two? What do you?
Can I get that tip back? Yeah. I need that tip back.
See, arrested for an undisclosed outstanding warrant. That's okay. All we have. So again, that's who you're trusting to deliver you your food because you didn't want to go nowhere.
Number one.
This cookie test is very interesting, and it just further proves how stupid our brains are. Our brains, you know, we always say we want to have magic powers.
Yes.
We have magic powers. It's our brain.
Mm-hmm.
And our brain is a jerk. One, it doesn't unleash all of its magic powers. It has all sorts of things that it could do, and it just lays around and does nothing. Mm-hmm. I mean, what do they say? We use like 5% of our brain's
10%
potential. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, our brain just doesn't apply himself. He's lazy. He's a no good loser that lays around, makes you feel bad about yourself, makes you not want to go to the gym, mm-hmm. makes you not want to eat properly when he could do the other thing and the exact opposite. And this is a great example of how your brain messes with you. They did a study where they gave people 3 chocolate chip cookies.
Okay.
They were exactly the same. There was nothing different about these cookies. One of them was labeled factory typical. One was labeled new and improved.
Hmm.
And the third one was labeled consumer complaint.
Okay.
The complaint cookie had astronomically low reviews when people ate it. They said that one tasted the worst. Something tasted wrong about it.
Something's bad with this cookie.
Something's bad about this cookie. To the point that they were shocked as to how low that cookie was rated versus the other two.
Wow.
Same exact cookie. But our brains here, customer complaint. So even though it's a delicious cookie, we heard that somebody else didn't like it. And now here we are.
Yeah. And that's, we were talking the other day about reviews. Reviews are so important. Whatever the review says, we're automatically leaning that way.
Right. And meanwhile, that review was written by the same woman who thought they had litter boxes in school. Like, you have no idea.
K92. Scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning Thang.
Today's scam is on Alex. According to his sister, Alex gives everybody in the family the Amazon gift cards for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Crappy $10 Amazon gift cards. Every year, same thing, always. So now it's time for a little payback. It's the birthday scam gift card give back on the K92 Morning Thang.
Hello?
Yes, hello. May I speak to Alex, please?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Johnson. I'm calling from guest services at Amazon.
Amazon, like Amazon, the company Amazon?
No, I'm calling from the rainforest. Yes, that Amazon, the one who owns everything, of course.
Oh.
Hi.
Okay. All right. Hi. About an order, or?
No, not exactly. To be honest, it's a little awkward.
Okay, I'm confused. What's this about?
Well, we've had some problems with people who've tried to redeem Amazon gift cards recently.
Okay, are you talking about me? Because I haven't used one in a while, but I tend to give out gift cards, though.
It's interesting that you would say it that way.
What?
You've said, I've given out a bunch of gift cards. You didn't say, I bought a bunch of gift cards.
Okay, I'm confused. What are we talking about here?
We are talking about, Alex, that we have had several people try to redeem Amazon gift cards that they got for Christmas, only to find that those cards carried no balance.
I don't understand.
Well, what happened is whomever gave them the gift cards gave them cards that were apparently taken from a store kiosk but were never activated at the register, so they have no value. Zero. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know what this has to do with me.
Well, my office noticed a pattern in the last names of many of the people who had this problem with their gift cards, and many had the same last name. Your last name. So I called a couple of them, and it turns out they all got these Amazon gift cards from you for Christmas, and one of them gave me your phone number.
Okay, so what are you saying?
All right. Let me spell it out for you. Since none of the Amazon gift cards you gave people were activated, I can only assume that you took the cards from a store that stocks the gift cards and just pocketed them without having actually activated them at the register. So that way you could give them out as gifts and hopefully nobody questions you when they don't work and you didn't spend any money.
Are you serious? Are you kidding me right now?
And for such sad, tiny amounts, too. I mean, I guess you figured nobody would actually bother to redeem them because they were so small?
Yeah, is that the deal? No, that is not what happened.
Actually, you, look, hang on 1 second. We both know what you did. And here's my question. If you were going to give people empty gift cards, why give them $10 gift cards? Why not give them $100 gift cards so at least you don't look like a cheapskate?
All right, man, screw you, dude. I paid for those gift cards.
Oh, Alex, poor, poor Alex. I paid for those. You probably thought, well, none of my family will question me if the cards don't work. They'll just think something went wrong with their card. As long as they don't talk to each other, it's the perfect crime, right? Is that what it is?
How is it a crime? I bought the gift card.
Oh, you did? Well, I mean, why didn't you say so? So you've got a receipt for them, right?
I don't have a receipt. Who saves a receipt for a gift card?
Yes, very interesting again.
Dude, I cannot believe you're accused. You have a lot of nerve accusing me of something like
that. Well, you've got a lot of nerve of the nerve things, too. Nerve.
What the hell are you even saying? What the hell are you talking about? Tell me, I want to know each and every person in my family who gave you my phone number.
Well, it was just one person. It was your sister, and that's how we did this birthday scam.
This is the birthday scam.
Hi. Hi.
Hi. Hi.
Hi, you're on the radio right now. It's Zach from K92.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yes, I am. Hi.
Hi.
K92. Birthday scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning Thang
birthday scam. I'll tell you this much right now. As we get ready to play Who Knows Who.
Yep.
Ain't nobody rooting for Antoine in this game.
Wait a minute.
Other than Antoine.
Wait a minute.
Ain't nobody in this room rooting for Antoine.
In this room?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's fair.
That's fair.
Well, once we tell everybody what you're up to over here, nobody listening is going to root for you either.
I don't agree with that.
You and your donut bullying. You're a donut bully. You're a bully.
He really is.
I don't think you're a bully.
A hole in the middle. And you're glazed on top. You're donut.
I didn't bully anybody.
I'm mad at you. Mad at Dick from Q99. Walking in here with some glazed
donuts. Shout out to Dick, man.
Yep. Fresh.
Comes in here.
That's my guy.
And he brings in donuts.
Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
And
me, they're so delicious.
Monica, because, you know.
We can't eat like that.
No. But then Metabolite over here.
Thank you. That's I.
I'll take a donut. Yep, I'll take one. I'll start eating it right now. I'll take another one.
And he was eating it in your face,
Monica.
Yeah, he
did. He took a big bite.
I wanted to share the experience.
He took a commercial bite. You're right, he did.
Yeah.
I wanted to share the experience with the people that mean a lot to me.
He did. He was like, He did that thing, you know, in commercials when they take a bite of food and they nod?
Yeah. He did all that.
Yeah, you commercial ate.
There are donuts left over. I will go grab both of you guys a donut. I will come back in here with 3 donuts for us.
And then we get diabetes, and he gets a 6-pack ad. It's ridiculous.
I love life.
Diabetes.
Yep. He can eat 7 donuts, and he loses weight. We take one bite of donut, we get COVID. Mm-hmm. That's what happens.
Wow. Thank you.
I guess it'll taste on my lips, though. It was good.
Yeah. So, me take on the worst
here
on the K92 Morning Thing. Now, it is your host, Monica Brooks.
Who knows who?
Woo!
Yeah, who knows that? Who knows this jerk over here eating donuts?
Wow. I'm just going to pick whatever the stupidest answer is.
Okay, who needs lip gloss when I have glaze?
That's true. That's true. I'm going to lick it off.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So I asked you questions.
You did.
I sent you questions late last night, too. It just came to mind.
Yeah. What's interesting about that, though, you say that it's your late night state of mind. I find it to be your 1 in the afternoon state of mind.
Not true.
Your midday nap
state of mind.
Yeah, so we're going to see how well you know one another.
Yeah, so it's me and Antoine. We're trying to figure out how the other person would answer. So, you know, newlywed style.
Yep.
Round one.
Okay, so, Zach, I'm going to give you one of Antoine's questions. Right. I asked Antoine, I said, Will Smith would like you to sub in for him in one of his movies. Which one are you picking?
Which movie?
Mm-hmm.
After Earth. It's the only one you get. You're stuck, and no one gets you off that planet either.
Okay, I gave him I Am Legend, Bad Boys, or Aladdin. Which one did he pick?
Three movies that I love, just so you know.
It's not Aladdin. He doesn't want to be all blue.
Have you ever had a friend like me?
La-da-dee-da-da-da.
That haircut. Everything going on. It ain't going to be that one. And it's got singing. So, no, he don't want to do that either.
Well, I mean, it was rapping. Will rapped.
He did rap.
Will can't sing either.
True. So, I Am Legend. I mean, he's legend.
Yes.
Babies. Yes.
Killing zombies.
Save the world from nobody. There's nobody there. Save for who? For himself.
For the one person.
Yeah, exactly. To me, it's got to be Bad Boys because that's like the feel good movie. It's action. It's funny. It's great. It's everything. Uh-huh. It's a franchise. It's just a badass movie. Antoine thinks he's awesome.
He can eat donuts. Yeah. That's awesome.
That's so rude. Sitting there
eating donuts. Yeah. He gets, it's a cop movie, so he gets to eat nothing but donuts.
I know.
Yeah. So Mr. Awesome says Bad Boy. Final answer.
What's that?
You are correct.
Yeah, that's right.
For every single reason that you named.
Mainly the donuts.
Yeah, because I mean, I love Will Smith in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Like, that's when I was like, oh, this is my guy. Mm-hmm. But then when I saw him in Bad Boys, I'm like, I want to be him. Yeah. I need to be that person.
Yeah, you're the worst. Point for me. Continue, Monica.
All right, so Antoine, I gave Zach a question. I said, you're rich, but under one condition.
Mm-hmm.
You live alone forever, no visitors. B, only eat what your mom cooks. C, only form of transportation is biking.
All right, what was A again?
Nobody's just lonely.
Alone. Zach. Forever.
No like visitors. Forever?
Forever, ever.
Like he can go ever, places ever. Though, right?
He can go places, but
when he comes home, he comes to an empty house.
No visitors.
All right. No I visitors. Think it's not going to be his mom's cooking. And I'm not going to say anything negative, anything else about that because I love his mama. Never met her, but I love her. So I'm going to leave it there. All right. So it's either going to be travel by bike or live alone. I'm going live alone. I don't really think Zach really likes people that much in the grand scheme of things. Mm-hmm. People aren't your favorite.
Well, Zach, what did you say?
That means you're wrong.
I'm going to take my mama's cooking, even though it's going to give me diarrhea once a month because she's going to feed me old shrimp.
Well, you'll lose weight then.
I will. Right. It'll keep me honest. I'll lose weight because I ain't doing the bike. I'm
no,
rich.
You're definitely not doing the bike.
Rich people don't ride around on bikes.
That's silly.
I bet they do.
Please.
On their own property.
Yeah, we ride around on space bikes. That's about it. And the alone thing is just, you know, that's just sad.
Yeah.
And Antoine, while you are correct, I don't really like people that much. The hooker's got to come over somewhere.
Oh, I got all this money. Got to spend it somehow.
I got to at least have an occasional visitor. We got to have some parties going on because I'm rich. Point for me, zero for that guy right over there. Round two of who knows who. I'm going to have a celebrity sleepover.
Ooh. Round two.
Here in round two of who knows who.
Yeah.
All is right in the universe currently because I am winning and Antoine is not.
Yeah, well, Antoine's about to go on a hike.
Good. I am.
Yeah. Even better.
Yeah, he's going to work off those donuts.
That's right. And I like to point out he's got zero. He's got donut for score right now. You are a donut.
You guys are so mean. Yeah. Well,
you're the one who's mean.
Yep.
So mean to me.
You ate a donut in front of our faces.
And he's probably going to go back and get another one. And
you chomped.
And bring it back.
You.
He did chomp.
He was chomping. He was looking. He was giving us the stare down while eating that donut.
So rude.
Talking about how good bitter. It was.
Yeah. And then he said, ooh, my clothes feel loose today.
Yeah. God, I'm just been me and my 27-inch jeans.
I haven't... 32, but I haven't. Anyway, let's go with the game.
All right, so Zach, Antoine's question. Okay. I said, you want hiking, and once at the top of the mountain,
yeah,
you have to do something.
Fell off.
A, he has to rumble with a bear. B, prepare for a 21-day naked and afraid challenge.
Mm-hmm.
C, go foraging with Tracy Morgan.
What was the first one?
Rumble with a bear. Oh, it's remnant style.
Okay. Not even fighting, rumbling.
Yeah.
We're going to be rolling around and
we're
stuff.
Going to rumble with a bear. And then it was the second one. The thing was
21 day naked and afraid.
And then foraging with Tracy Morgan. No, only if he can push him off the cliff. Is
now I'm a murderer.
But a bear, you don't want to fight a bear. It'll kill you.
Depends on the size, the technique, I guess used. Right?
By the bear to kill Antoine, because that's what's going to happen here. Okay, those are the only questions.
I watched a video where a guy, you know, he pushed a bear away from his pups.
Yeah, unless he's fighting one of the baby bears, like a cub. I think I could kick
a
cub.
Berenstain bears?
Yeah, exactly. Those bears you can totally kill. Whole family. All right, so it ain't that. 21 Day Naked and Afraid is ridiculous, though, too.
Yeah, have fun picking one of these choices.
I know. Fine. Mm. I actually think I'm just going to, something tells me it's going to be the Tracy Morgan one because it's just at least the path of least resistance. This doesn't involve nudity and death, right? C.
Okay.
All right.
Said.
Well, Zach, you'd be correct again.
Uh-huh.
All right, because the bear, I'm going to lose. I'm going to die. That sounds ridiculous. The next choice, it's called Naked and afraid. It's not called naked and having a good time,
no.
Or naked and excited, or naked at a party.
Or well-clothed and afraid.
Exactly.
Like any of those. You're right.
I don't want to be naked and afraid. I'll do one of them. I don't want to be both.
I want to go on this naked at a party show.
Okay.
I'm all right with that one. So yeah, even though it's Tracy Morgan, you're just going to put up with
it. I'll just put up with it.
I guess if nothing else, you can hope he eats a poisonous mushroom early on. And
yes,
then it's
exactly.
All
but I am neither naked nor afraid.
That is right. And alive.
And
so
alive.
There's that. All right, final question.
Okay, so Antoine, Zach, he gets to have a sleepover.
Okay.
Yeah, so with which celebrity? A, Leo DiCaprio. B, Tom Hanks. C, Pete Davidson.
Leo.
It's guy time, bro time.
Hanky panky. Or Pete Davidson. The only reason he'd have a sleepover with Pete Davidson, because he just wanted to figure out why everybody loves Pete Davidson, but I don't think Zach would enjoy that. So Pete's out. So it's either Tom or Leo. Now, as long as he gets time without Chet, he'd be interested
like
in doing
Chet.
That. But Zach doesn't.
You don't like Chet?
Well, I don't hate Chet.
Okay.
At least, I mean, look, Tom Hanks is like hanging out with your grandpa. At least Chet come over and make it fun.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go with Leo.
Leo?
Yeah. I'm going
the
with Leo.
Vitamin shower.
Do you love me some Leo?
Yeah, you do.
Some vitamin shower.
Was that
Leo,
you said?
Guys want to shower again?
Oh, you are wrong. You picked Pete, didn't you?
I picked Pete.
You picked Pete.
Yep.
You bet I did. Said it. I'm like,
it's a year of Pete.
But Pete would have people come over, like it'd be a fun little party.
It's a fanny party. Ooh, doggy, we got a party now.
Yep. I might not survive the night, but man, I'm going to the Pete Davidson party. It's all about Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
Everybody's
it's
coming
been his
over.
Year. The right. pandemic You're has right. done him well.
Yep. You're right.
Exactly. Oh, and just all I hope for is that a little bit of Pete just rubs off on me. That's all I need.
Yep.
And again, or I'll just sit there and I'll just watch the entire
It'll
thing.
Be a fun time.
Yep. And Antoine, congratulations. You got exactly what you deserved. A big fat donut of a
yes!
zero for a score.
I win. Don't I?
Yep.
Doesn't that mean I win?
Yep. I win, and yet somehow I feel like I lost.
I know.
Yeah, because I'm going to get another donut.
You suck. This woman did something that we've all thought about doing. Then this guy is creepy also.
The K92 Morning Thing blows your mind.
What's the deal with creepy guy, Antoine? Why so creepy?
You have to be careful. And even in the safest of places, there's a man that broke into a neonatal... That's how I say, yeah, neonatal intensive care unit at a hospital in Iowa because he wanted to bottle feed a baby.
No.
And not only
no.
did he want to do it, he actually successfully bottle fed a baby.
Ooh.
The parents came walking in to see their baby and they see a stranger.
Random guy.
Standing over their baby with a bottle of milk feeding the baby. He didn't hurt the baby
at
all.
There's a lot of people in trouble though.
That's so weird.
He didn't hurt the baby at all, but he just wanted to bottle feed the baby.
No.
So he did.
No.
Why are some people just so weird? Yeah. So weird.
Yeah.
I actually understand this guy less than there was some story about some guy that finally got busted because he was breaking into a bunch of people's houses and stealing ladies' underwear. Like, at least that one makes more sense to me than this one.
Yeah, and they still don't know why he wanted to do it, but he had multiple bottles with him, so he was planning to feed other babies in the unit as well.
The fact that he was so eager to walk in, though.
Right. Yeah, also a problem.
That's
so
a big problem.
They decide they have to up the security because of that. They're like, we have to move the unit.
Iowa?
Telling you, the fact that he openly wanted to hold somebody else's baby, I never want to do that.
Ever.
Hey, do you want to hold the baby? No.
But no, that's just scary to think about. Walking in and somebody's holding your newborn.
And why is it like, because some people are just, they're weird. They're weird, they're creepy. And it's almost always dudes.
Why is it always dudes?
Because we're the worst. Yeah.
Why are we the worst?
We're terrible.
We are.
I blame our mothers. I don't know why.
It is. It's all their fault.
It's all mothers' fault.
Hold on a minute.
I mean, y'all raised us.
Exactly.
What did you do to us?
We raised you, and then you just,
I've been called a mama's boy by people in my family, so blame her.
We always talk about the glitch. Something happened.
So, I mean, the glitch only happened once. Why does this keep happening?
I don't know.
What did you do to us, Monica? Why?
Wonderful mothers.
This woman, she's actually a grandmother. She did something that I think all of us have at least thought about doing at one point in our lives. 73 years old, lured a scammer to her house so the cops were there waiting to arrest him. Just awesome.
Okay.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
She pulled a little, how to catch a predator kind of thing.
Basically, yeah. And this guy was trying to con her out of $8,000. He was doing the... your grandson has gotten arrested and is in jail, and we need $8,000 to get him out of jail. And now this woman,
her instincts of detectivosity kicked in because she thought to herself, wait a minute. All of my grandchildren are little and not old enough to drive.
Oh.
This clever. Must not be real.
What? Look at her looking into the facts.
Look at her. That, you know what? All right. That's a woman who watched CSI yeah. the night before. She's like, Grissom would never. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, so she said, okay, cool. Just come on over and I'll give you $8,000 in cash. Not a problem. And when he got there, the cops were there too.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, one of the, her kids said, she's not afraid of these guys.
No,
yeah.
She's not.
She said, I got time today.
Grandma got a shotgun behind that door somewhere. Mm-hmm. That's what that is.
Sometimes those scammers, I don't even understand. Like, I you know, get a little saucy and I feel like, okay, I'll play along. Let's play along for a while.
I've done that before.
And then... They don't even do a good job of trying to scam you. Half the time, they hang up. I'm like,
Oh, mine did. They laugh with me. Because I said, you're a scammer, though, right? You're scaring me. You're trying to scare me.
I am.
And they just laugh.
No, you got it. All right. Have a good one, though.
All right. I have a good one.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List. Number 3.
David Letterman. You remember him?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Well, he's returning to late night.
Wait, was he in our sales department? David Letterman. You know, Antoine, was he the principal over at Grendon Court Elementary?
I know somebody on the school board or something. Yeah.
Old Mayor David Letterman. Do you remember him?
Well, he's returning to late night for his 40th anniversary. So it's going to be late night with Seth Meyers and David.
Yeah, so it's the original show that he got his start on.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of a big deal because he sort of left in a huff when they didn't give him the Tonight Show back in the day. So for him to make any kind of return to that network is, you know, it's something.
Back. And so that'll be February the 1st.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember David Letterman?
I remember. I actually, as I got older, appreciated him more. Yeah. When I was a youth, I preferred the Jay Leno show, the Tonight Show, over that. Because I think it was just on NBC, the colors were brighter and it was louder.
Yeah.
And like David Letterman was a little bit more subtle with his comedy.
Letterman was definitely, it was a little more subtle, a little more out there.
Yeah.
Interview skills, a little more interesting. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's got that show on Netflix where he looks like Santa Claus.
Yes. Oh, he does. I love his beard. Yeah. I love it.
I can't stand it.
It makes you itch. Yeah.
No. Number 2.
It does make me itch.
Martha Stewart, I love her because she says now, put ice in your wine. People don't care about it anymore. I mean, I've been putting ice in my wine if it's too hot.
You put ice in everything.
I do. Like ice in my milk, my OJ.
I was just going to say, she don't care. She never cares about anything.
Yeah, but now Martha Stewart, she's on board. She likes to put some ice in her wine.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, look, we have entered the zone here of the world and especially what's going on. Do whatever the hell you want.
As long as you're not hurting anyone.
Right.
I feel like you're taking up space, though. Like, the space that the ice is going to take up in your wine glass. You can just put more wine in there.
You want it to be colder, though.
I mean, just put it in the freezer. There's a hack. You put the wet paper towel in the freezer.
I like those the wine glasses you have that you put those in the freezer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Got the little frozen gel on the
outside.
I've
seen that.
And then you can have it all ice cold and it doesn't water down your wine. But maybe you want to water down your wine so you don't get blasted. I mean, maybe it's that.
Whatever.
Mm. Again, if you ain't hurting nobody,
do whatever
you want. And if you got a problem with it, go worry about yourself.
Yeah.
You do you and you leave everybody else alone. Exactly.
Number 1.
Except for ice in your milk, that one's still gross, just to be clear.
Delicious. Well, Kim K, she believes that Pete Davidson is delicious, and they had a delicious dinner together while sitting with Jeff Bezos.
Jeff Bezos?
Yeah.
Yo, everybody loves Pete right now.
Everyone loves him.
He's hanging out with Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
Jeff's trying to get some of that mojo.
They decided to have a dinner.
Okay.
They had a fun dinner together.
Well, Jeff is single now. He wants a Kardashian.
Yes.
What's your mom up to?
Which one would he be best suited for?
What Chris doing this morning?
Yeah, Chris is who he's best suited for. Just who's age appropriate? The mom.
Chloe?
Courtney's the oldest, right? Yeah.
Still doesn't matter. Even as the oldest, she's still half his age.
True.
Jeff Bezos. Mm-hmm. Look at him. Look at him trying to muscle in on my Pete Davidson territory. Trying to get in there. Hang on my Pete Davidson.
Like you're mad about it.
You see Kim K have a little Photoshop fail yesterday?
I heard about it. What was wrong with the picture?
Oh, man. She did this whole series of pictures, some clothing line or whatever. And the last picture, I think I sent it to you in your packet.
Oh, I see. Okay. I see it.
She has her legs sticking out in the back, and you can see the legs. They've cut too much of the leg fat out of the leg.
They did cut some leg fat because the butt cheeks are really popping. Uh-huh. But where's the thigh meat?
And all of a sudden, it's just this bony little ankle thing.
You can't balance all that with tiny thighs. So you can always tell. I mean, coming from somebody that has
Yeah.
You know, thick thighs. I know.
I'm pulling up the picture.
Coming
now.
From yeah. a torso yeah. professional. Thank you very much.
Although, no. Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, where's your leg at? Exactly. Oh. There's no impossible balance.
She didn't even need to Photoshop
that. Booty would snap that leg right off.
I know. Because
of, yeah, and she didn't even need to Photoshop it. Oh, the good old days. Forget these bad new days. We're back in time. Get back in time. To be young again. Get back in time. I mean, we're young. We're not seven, so, you know, there is that. Young is always a relative term, and it's how you choose to feel. But none of us are kids anymore.
No.
There's no doubt about that.
No.
And sometimes you still want to feel like a kid,
yeah,
man.
So you do things to make you feel like a kid.
Exactly. They take you back to those memories, or they just make you feel little.
Yeah.
Just little kid hanging out with your feet swinging on a chair and everything. And Antoine was getting this started because Hims loves peanut butter.
I do. And that's what I do. Like, I'll go home, and for lunch, I'll just make a peanut butter sandwich. Mm. Not peanut butter and jelly.
Just peanut butter.
Just peanut butter. Creamy peanut butter on both pieces of bread. Put the bread together and cut it diagonally. And then I'm just in heaven.
Oh, you cut it diagonally, too. That's
yeah, you have to.
Yeah, you do have to cut it. Like,
in my mind, he cuts all the crust off, too.
Because
I really want you to be 5 years old. In this
no,
story.
I will at least eat the crust. My mother was like, you ain't going to waste any of this bread.
Oh,
you eating
right.
all of it.
If Antoine didn't eat the crust, he would have crust for his next meal.
Exactly.
Yep.
But no, and it just feels so good. It makes me feel cozy on the inside.
Aww.
Having my peanut butter sandwich.
Well, you know, you want to have those moments, too. Actually, I put this up on our Facebook page, and people had some great entries. Like Michelle, for example, she likes pinwheels. And I don't mean, you know, those candies. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, where the pig's hanging out the window with the whee!
Yeah, with the stick. And it's
spinning around. I forget about those things.
You just blow it to
it. Uh-huh. She says it reminds me of every good simplistic thing. Because it
is. It's true. Just very simple.
Spinning. That's yeah. all it is.
Oh.
Let's see. Nick. Whenever I have to kneel down and tie my shoes in public, it makes me feel like a little kid.
He's about to take off running. That's what I was thinking. It's like racing.
I like that too. Aaron, playing video games, building tent forts with the kids, bologna and cheese sandwiches, root beer floats. She said took a time off from work.
I yeah. know. Goodness.
All right, Monica, what makes you feel like a kid?
We talked about the bugle. Just putting them on your fingers.
Okay.
Just being like, you know.
So the candy. Not the candy. Yes.
The chips.
The
chips. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Snack, I guess.
I guess
that's
yeah.
how the kids. I said, don't play with your food. But then with bugles.
Look at my fingernails, everybody.
Yeah.
You know, neither of my kids like bugles.
Hmm.
And I thought about sending them back. I mean, the children, not the bugles.
Uh-huh. Like, no, definitely.
They don't like Nilla wafers either, which to
Whoa.
Me is another one that's
okay.
just, or Nutty Buddies, the peanut butter ones.
Yeah.
They don't like any of those. Hmm. And I'm thinking, what memories would you have of youth? What's going on? Let's see. You can text in, too, to 52353 if you want. Dacey says, making my mom make my doctor's appointments.
Yes.
I feel like a kid again. Yay.
I took advantage of that until my mother finally said she wasn't going to do it. I'm like, Mom, when you make yours, I'll just come back in town. Just make ours together.
See, I think I was 5, and she told me the phone number. So set it up.
And walk there.
It's a field trip.
This one... Walking in the smell of an elementary school. That's from Julia.
Mm-hmm. That throw up powder they would put on the floor.
Oh, man.
they
show with that little pink powder or whatever. Just lay it on top.
With that powder stuff.
We ain't going to sweep it up or nothing?
The throw up powder.
Yeah.
Come on. This is what, I don't know. Shirley says swinging on a swing. I actually find that swinging on a swing makes me
feel nervous.
It makes me feel old.
Yo, I was on one, it was probably like a year or two ago. And, like, when it was time to stop, I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, I'm getting my feet down. Like, oh.
See, it makes you a little nervous.
And I'm like, I used to jump out of this thing.
Did you go all the way around?
In the world.
Were you one of those boys that would swing all the way around, try to go around the swing?
I was never that brave.
You would always try to, but you knew it was never actually
going
to happen.
But it would go so high up. I'm like, oh, my God.
I mean, did you ever? There's never been a kid who actually went all the way around.
I don't know.
There's no way.
It wasn't
me.
I think way.
No kid ever went
a
all the way
kid,
around.
A tiny kid, that lightweight
no.
kid.
No, because that kid's not strong enough to get all the way up to the
I
top and
know.
Over. Unless it was done on purpose, like for a YouTube video. That doesn't count in this situation.
Sure.
I'm talking about playground 1994, that kind of thing. You didn't go
get a
up
little bit of rust
over the other way. Oh, and we used to love to swing it. My neighbors had a swing set, and it was a wooden one, so it wasn't cemented into the ground or anything. And you could make that whole swing set go up in the air while you were swinging. And boy, you thought that was awesome. Now I'm thinking I needed a helmet.
I know, so dangerous.
Eating graham crackers and milk was a favorite of mine growing up, and still love doing it. That's Rhonda. Mm-hmm. Beverly says, whenever I body surf at the beach, I feel like a kid again. And then when a wave hits me, I'm reminded of how old I am.
That hurt a little bit.
It does hurt. What's going on? I like doing the, I nibble a cracker.
Oh, the nibble.
I like you take a peanut butter cracker and you nibble it like you're a chipmunk. And
it's a fun one.
I think it tastes better, too, for some reason.
It does.
I like that
taste. You savor. Yes.
It's the K92 Morning Thangs. Most viral.
I'm mad at Squat Lady. We'll get into her here in a second. Today is a technology anniversary.
Oh.
It was 12 years ago today that this was announced.
Just a few years ago, in 2007, Apple reinvented the phone with the iPhone. And the question has arisen, is there room for a third category of device in the middle, something that's between a laptop and a smartphone? We think we've got something, and we call it the iPad.
Look at that. Something between a phone and a laptop. And then we found something between an iPad and a laptop. And then something in between that one. And then something in between the phone and the iPad on the other side. And something else. And then a helmet you can wear.
All of it.
Yes, exactly. This is one of those ones technology-wise. You think, really? Like, it's taken us this long? They've made the big announcement that the SATs are finally not going to use pencils anymore.
Really?
Really?
Are they electronic now?
Yeah, they do digital.
We feel that schools and students are familiar with teaching and testing digitally.
You think so? Are they familiar with computers? Wow.
And this is us in some ways catching up to where they are and getting rid of the number two pencils and the bubble sheets and the shipping and the packing and really trying to make this at its core a less stressful experience for both students and the educators.
Is there anything in an entire person's life that is made a bigger deal out of that ultimately isn't a big deal than your SATs? I mean, that stupid thing, taking classes, stressing out, going
prep
on
classes.
A Saturday, going another time, worried about everything. Now we're, today.
I don't know. Today they're just kind of living. The kids just do whatever.
the kids still have to deal with
you
the
SATs. They still do,
but I'm saying when we get to our life.
Yeah. But it was a huge deal. Now...
Like, what was your SAT score? Do you even remember?
Nope.
Yeah, I don't either. It was whatever yours was slightly higher. I was going to say, Antoine, what'd you get?
I remember mine.
Oh, I knew it.
Yeah, you know.
Wait, let's see if we can guess Antoine's SAT score.
Here we go.
Because, you know, Smiling Jones over here is probably all charming. Probably stole a couple answers from somebody. Just knew stuff. He'd be that kind of person. He'd get like a 13-10.
Okay.
13-10?
Yeah. And I don't even know what the scoring system is anymore, but 1600 is the highest.
Yeah, that's a perfect score.
But anything above,
I did not get that.
Anything above like 1200 was considered pretty good.
Okay, so we'll since he remembers, 13.
I think he got a 14. Yeah, you probably
I did not. I got a 12. I got a 1200.
Oh, you got 12. Yeah. Just 12.
I got 12.
Okay. No wonder he remembered.
I got 12.
It's like I got one right.
And that's your favorite number.
Yeah, exactly. So it worked out perfectly.
Look at that. Okay. I remember that. I can't remember what happened yesterday.
I'm mad at Squat Lady because Squat Lady goes on her TikTok.
You're not alone, though.
Oh, good.
You're not alone. People are upset with her.
People deserve to be
male and female
yelling at her because she's some TikToker. And she goes on and shares this video clip of her doing squats at the gym.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then talking about how, because there's this guy in the background. And he's just minding his own business, doing whatever he's supposed to be doing. And so she gives a shout out to him for not staring at her butt while she was doing the squats.
Okay.
And people are immediately mad at her. One reason being, oh, it's okay for you to film him against his consent. Like if it went the other way around.
And he really is just sitting there minding his business.
But Antoine, let me show you the picture of her. She is openly trying to stick her butt in this guy's nose.
Yeah, she's trying to get his attention.
There's nothing he can do.
She is standing on this elevated platform, sticking her booty out
with little short shorts
as far as she possibly can. Then she sets up a camera, which I'm sure was to see if anyone would be staring at her butt.
Well, people do that because there's people that they get their bodies done, get a butt done, and then they put the phone in their pocket to video anybody that's walking behind them.
Right,
and then they're like,
can you believe people are looking?
People.
That annoys me so much.
Because you put it out there to be noticed.
If nothing else, I'm going to notice your phone. Like, I'm not even looking at your butt. I'm like, why your phone hanging out? It's going to fall. Right. Oh, you just recorded me. And you think I'm looking at your butt.
Then they post you to TikTok.
Yeah. Anybody looking at your cheeks?
Yeah.
I mean, she's sitting going, stare at this!
Look at
my butt right here!
And he's thinking, oh, she really wants me to look at her butt.
Like, he can tell the way he's looking down, it is because he knows that she is trying to trap
him.
He's
up to something.
And he's like, can't look.
And he's still in the video, still on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
He's like,
so I'm mad at Squad. SWAT lady. I think she deserves the wrath.
She wanted the views.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and of course, she's getting the buyer. Mm-hmm. The, well, I didn't say her name, so whatever. Squat lady.
Yeah, squat lady.
And look it up and whatever.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.